I think a lot of credit has to go to the coaches. I thought we came in with a great game plan. Offensive line did a tremendous job today, both in run blocking and pass blocking. And as a result, we were able to make plays. Defense got turnovers for us, and we were able to capitalize. Overall, it was a great team effort.
Can you talk through the two fourth down plays and how they worked compared to how they were drawn up and what it meant?
The first one, it's kind of feast or famine. I mean, you can take a chance of pitching it back in the backfield. We had a pretty good idea that CJ would be one-on-one with the corner, and got the ball to him, and CJ made a miss and did the rest. And on the second one, it's just playing the game with their defense and their corners. Sometimes the corner would run with the receiver. Sometimes he would come off and on that particular play, he came off on Bo, and I was able to hit Justin in the hole.
Is there a little bit of a transformation for this team that you do stuff like that? And this team used to be very content kicking field goals and pumping.
Well, I think to beat a team like the Steelers, you got to be aggressive. And I thought Dinger made several aggressive calls today. And certainly the two big fourth down ones were huge. And I think we executed very well, and especially in those fourth down situations. I had a pretty good idea we were going to be one-on-one, and I flipped it, and Chris made a great move, maybe got a miss, and I knew if he made a miss, we would definitely get the first down, and he may have taken it all the way to the house, and maybe got a miss and did the rest. I come from kind of the old school. I don't think Joe Paterno would really like that a whole lot, but he got in and made a heck of a play.
Kerry, you want to talk about the touchdown catch by Gage and the way he held on after the nice hit from Pomo?
First of all, he ran a great route and was able to draw the defense off sides, so I kind of knew he had a free play, but he made a great move on the safety, and I put it in there for him. When the ball was halfway there, I saw Troy coming, and I knew it was going to be close, but Gage just did a tremendous job of hanging on to that thing. And credit him all the way for just making an unbelievable play.
Did you know when he jumped offside?
I did. No, not really. I would have went the same place, but I mean, I knew that I had a little bit more leeway, so to speak, with trying to fit one in there down the field. But Justin beat safety really, really well, and so I would have gone there regardless.
How tired did you guys get here? How tired did you guys get prepared by the
Well, I think for us, really, the biggest thing was just playing better than we did last week. I mean, that was as bad as we played all year, and we knew we were going to have to rise up to a big challenge this week against a really, really good defense. So proud of our guys. I think we showed a lot of character coming out and playing the way we did after probably our worst game last week.
Do you feel like you proved something today to everybody around the nation and around the NFL?
I think if anybody had any doubt, I think we proved we're a pretty good football team. Having said that, no one really chose us to win this game. I think everybody was picking the Steelers to win, and nobody blinked an eye. We just came out and tried to execute, and we played a pretty good game.
Jerry, talk about being able to get the rhythm early. Last week, you never did.
When you have games like last week as a quarterback, you just got to fight through it. And it was tough to get. We didn't get into a rhythm last week, but got into it this week. And Dinger kept calling the plays, and guys were in the right spots. And I was just trying to make the best reads that I could. And we were able to, if anything, be efficient today in the passing game.
You're not surprised to reestablish the run because in a new season, you're going to stack in the run against you.
Yeah, it's one of our goals to run it every week, and obviously Steelers are a great run defense, and it's always important for us, I think. I mean, we're always striving to be able to run the ball effectively, and I thought our guys did a great job coming off the ball. Offensive line, receivers, tight ends, and everybody had a hand in it.
For a while, did the run offense lose a little bit of confidence for a few weeks?
If we did, I didn't sense it. I felt like we had that belief that we could run the ball under any circumstances. And this is the NFL. It's hard. I mean, there's many times when teams take it away but I think guys never lost confidence. I think guys kept believing and did a heck of a job with it today.
Did you get a week off next week? Did you use one going in
the playoffs? I feel great physically, so I don't particularly feel like I need a day off. I want to be out there. I want to play. Jeff's going to make that decision, but certainly don't want too much time to be between now and our first playoff game.
Without
knowing what Jeff's thinking, I want to be out there. Obviously, probably not going to be for the whole game, but definitely feel like I would benefit from being out there.
How critical was it today for you to stay clean and upright?
Yeah. Once again, great job, offensive line, backs, tight ends, and everybody did a great job of protecting and giving me time to throw the ball and make plays.
I don't know how serious the Kevin's deal is, but mm-hmm. We've always worked as a guy there. How comfortable are you with
Kevin? Well, it's hard to replace Kevin. I mean, he's so so smart, and he played so much, he's the leader of the offensive line, certainly, if he can't play, it would be a blow. But I think Leroy will step in and do a good job. I mean, he's a young guy; he's physical. I think if he needs to play, he'll be ready.
How effective was Coach's message during the week, playing off of that you guys weren't actually viewed as the underdog?
Yeah, we kind of like that role, and it certainly was brought to our attention, not only Jeff but Heimerdinger and the rest of the coaches. We felt like nobody gave us a chance in this ball game, and guys came to play today and did a great job against a really good football team.
What was their message specifically?
Nobody gives us a chance. Let's go prove them wrong.
Having grown up where you did, you're well aware of what you're like.
Yeah, it was a little surprising to see that many in our stadium. I know what the Steelers are about. I know what kind of fan base they have, it's so today. As far as, yeah, it's good for an old man to have the kind of protection I've had all year. The biggest reason I think, been able to limit turnovers and be efficient has been their play, and has been the offensive line, and has been their ability to pass protect and run block. The running game takes pressure off the pass game, and we're able to play action and do things like that. A lot of credit goes to them. I mean, they, week in and week out this year, have been extremely consistent, and I owe a lot to them, for sure.
Well, I think that's what
the veterans have to do. I've been to the playoffs. I've been in situations where we've got home field advantage, and Kevin. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that have been through it. Jake Scott, we'll keep practicing hard. I mean, I think that's big. That's a big part of it is coming out, working hard every day in practice, and knowing that we need to take care of the little things, and at the end of the day, that gives us the best chance.